Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 12th of June 2024. Today's topic is Pray for All Our People. Our text today is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 through 8. I exhort therefore that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Verse 4, who will have all men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ, and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Verse 8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. I exhort therefore that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Why pray for all people? Our Bible text gives us the answer. It is for the salvation of all and that we may live a quiet and peaceable life. Men, including women, boys and girls, of all races were made by God who is the God of all. We need to pray for the salvation of sinners, irrespective of their nationality and race, and open doors for the gospel, especially in countries that openly legislate against the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to ask God to frustrate the agenda of oppressive warmongers who are amassing weapons of mass destruction across the globe, instead of working for peace. Yes, pray for all in authority, including security agents. On this World Day against child labor, we should also pray for children who are being abused, especially in developing countries. Instead of being in school, many children are engaged in street hawking, farming, house help duties, and some are trafficked for dubious purposes. Yet, God's plan is for their proper growth and development. Psalm chapter 144 verse 12. If you are saved, you must pray for the salvation of all sinners. Quote for the day. We need to pray. The challenge for today is pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Prayer. Lord, make me an intercessor. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.